This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Australia's only LGBTIQ+ national news and current affairs show. Proudly sponsored by KHQ Lawyers. Passionate about being the best.
Next week is the grand opening of the Frolic Festival, a week-long LGBTQIA festival held in Ballarat. It's held every single year, and it's been growing and growing each year, and it's a great chance to bring together our queer friends and families in regional Victoria. The Informer spoke to the co-founder and director of the Frolic Festival, Benjamin Ash, as well as Fleur Campbell, who is on the committee of management for the festival, and Max Walters, an LGBTI elder, who is volunteering. They had this to say about why you should attend the Frolic Festival next week.
I live in Ballarat. I've moved here probably 5 or 6 years ago. Fell in love with the town. It's, you know, really a lot of beautiful architecture, and there's a lot of, I think it's a good sized community. It's about 115,000 people. So you get like a good balance of, city and country. I just sort of moved here, and then, there didn't seem to be that much, LGBT sort of stuff going on in town. Yeah, just sort of got together with some friends, and we decided that maybe we'd put on some events or something and, you know, try and get the community together a bit.
My partner, Renee, and I, and our little girl, Emmy Lou, we moved to Ballarat just over a year ago now. So there's three of us in our rainbow family. That's not including the 5 chickens, 3 fish, and our cat, Rose, who are now part of our kind of country Ballarat life. We were really nervous. We were moving from our bubble of kind of inner city Melbourne life. So we're really nervous about moving to Ballarat. We moved here because we wanted to buy a house, and kind of house prices in Melbourne wasn't an achievable thing for us to do there. So we moved to Ballarat, but pretty early on, actually even before we moved to Ballarat, we came up and attended a Ballarat Frolic Festival bush dance. And so prior to that, my partner Renee was adamant that Ballarat would be kind of full of homophobia and lacking in diversity. And we haven't found that at all. So through Frolic, we have made heaps of friends, and we've kind of gotten to know a whole range of kind of diverse people through the festival. So, yeah, it's been good.
I was a community member in central Queensland, Rockhampton. I was there for 20 years, and that's when I became an elder of the community. I moved back down to Victoria, which is where my heritage comes from, being born and bred down here. And then I was looking for somewhere else outside the Melbourne area to reside. And I like the heritage of Ballarat. I like the art and culture. And it's still only an hour and a half train trip to Melbourne. So I chose to come to Ballarat. That was 4.5 years ago. Very isolated in some ways, trying to find a gay community in the area. It was very, very new and hidden, really. And the main gay community were the beat people. There was not much else around. I did find a drag troupe because my art is, I'm a drag queen, Dame Maxine Evergreen, the Yowie Queen, and I found a drag troupe that performed out of Dalesford at Hepburn Springs. So that was my connection there, and through that I found linkages with the GLBTI community here in Ballarat. Frolic had their first ball a couple of years ago, and I love getting dressed up, so that was a chance for me to join in that way. And I was able to help support their endeavours to continue going and growing. Became a volunteer this year. Last year I attended quite a few of the functions. And this year I'm doing my own 2-hour Granny Max crocheting. And it's a Stitch and Giggles session on Friday, our public holiday here in Ballarat. Show day, they call it. The Frolic community has been growing now. They're working on how to embrace the community through giving us outlets to become volunteers to use our expertise in different ways. I like the linkage we have here in Ballarat with Lance TV giving us a local airspace and the Frolic community giving us an outlet that we can, through the year, they've got various activities to keep us all inspired and enthused, ready for our big week of pride here in Ballarat.
So this will be our third year running the festival coming up in November, but probably about 4 years ago, the year before we did the first festival, we actually put on a ball, the first LGBT, Ballarat LGBT IQA ball. Just a bunch of us were on a tour in Ballarat, and we went to see one of the old, beautiful old ballrooms they have in some of the old heritage buildings. And we just thought, wouldn't it be amazing if all of the, you know, LGBT people, all the queers got together and, you know, had a big party. And so we just, you know, contacted the venues and started talking to, you know, various businesses around Ballarat to get them on board. And, yeah, we put on this this excellent party, this ball. And, yeah, heaps of people came and everyone was really excited. And, yeah, from that we just decided then we should maybe keep going and, you know, put on more events and put on a festival. So that was also sort of the start of the festival there.
There's so many great things. I think the thing that I love about the festival is that because we don't have the huge population that Melbourne has, where you can have kind of events that that attract a very defined demographic, it's being part of the community in Ballarat means that events really need to be able to be accessible for everyone. So from young and old, you know, for trans, lesbian, gay, intersex, the whole gamut, we need to have family-friendly activities. And so I guess what we've found over the years, this is the third festival that we've had, is that more and more what our community seems to want is kind of more low-key events and ways that they can engage with the community. Kind of moving away from big, loud dance parties and that kind of thing. Although we do have some of that, we also have kind of events like we have a Rainbow Storytime event. This year we've got Yana Alana coming along to do a G-rated kind of show with stories and singing and dancing for little kids and their parents. We also have a Wathaurong traditional owner doing a bush walk where Tammy Gilson is the traditional owner and she'll kind of take us on a walk and share stories about the history of the area that we're in, as well as talking about kind of important land conservation issues. We have an event at the Ballarat Community Gardens. And so, you know, that on top of kind of our bigger events like our bush dance, we have Granny Bingo coming this year. We have a huge action-packed carnival day with lots of family-friendly activities, but we also have, again, Yana Alana performing and Granny Bingo performing on stage, as well as food trucks and kind of that kind of thing. So, yeah, I guess just the diversity of Ballarat Frolic Festival is what I love about it.
I think the really great thing about Frolic is that because we are, you know, in a smaller regional town, it is really like an all of community thing. So we get, you know, all these LGBT people from Ballarat, of course. We get all of these straight allies who support us. We get people travelling from little towns around the place, coming from Melbourne. people come from, you know, Sydney and Canberra. So it's really been building quite a bit more recently. And, yeah, people are coming from all around the place.
It gives us an outlet. We lost our only nightclub when the pub closed down, and it's been hard for the young drag queens in the area to find an outlet. Thankfully now they're using the George Hotel, and I think there's a couple other pubs they're looking at to have a venue that they can express their entertainment form. And hard for a lot of regional young folk who enjoy drag to be able to find somewhere that they can perform, and for the region here, somewhere we can go to that feels like a safe space. And I think that's one of the big things that we all need, somewhere you can go out and know that you're in a safe space.
We've got 21 events this year, so it's about double from what we had last year. What we really try and do with Frolic is make sure that there is something for everyone. So we've got our, you know, big sort of all of community sort of events like the Carnival Day. It's going to be, you know, like a big picnic outdoors with the stage and live music and food trucks and all that. But then we also try and do sort of more specific niche events for people who maybe that's not really their thing. So we've got, for instance, there's a garden tour, there's an Indigenous bushwalk. We've got a sort of crocheting event. So that's going to be a sensory-friendly event. So if people, you know, some people in the community can't deal with, you know, multiple sensory stimulus, so it's a good event for them. So, yeah, just trying to make sure that there is something for everyone to come and do.
I think that one of our really key principles for us in the festival is inclusion and is absolutely recognition of the traditional owners, the Wathaurong people. I think that it's a connection to the festival that we're always looking to grow, and so we're looking for opportunities to include more Aboriginal performers next year in the festival. But yeah, absolutely something which is critically important to us.
Like with LGBT people, we're part of every part of the community as well, and Indigenous people are just the same. So, of course, there's, you know, a bunch of LGBT Indigenous people in Ballarat, and we've linked in with a local Indigenous elder who does sort of educational bushwalks about the area. So it's going to be a really good event. Yeah, we'll all go for a walk through the Yarrowee catchment, the Yarrowee Creek, which is a local sort of little stream river nearby. And, yeah, she'll be telling us all sorts of things about the region then.
So we have a number of volunteers that have little kids, and so they're all in the mix, and we have kind of events through the year to keep our volunteers engaged, so barbecues and that kind of thing. And I think just having an increased number of volunteers who do have kids involved in the festival has kind of grown our emphasis on having you know, a kid-friendly events, and specifically the Rainbow Storytime event at the library this year, but also making sure that things like Carnival Day are really catering to the little people who are connected to the festival. We also marched this year at the Chill Out Festival, and so Emmy Lou was proudly kind of sitting on the back of the ute and some of her little friends who are part of the festival marching along with us. So they're absolutely kind of part of the fabric of Frolic Festival.
We've got our opening night on the Thursday, on the 7th, and that's going to be good. We're going to have an art show opening. We've got, you know, like some politicians and some, you know, local council and, you know, lots of people coming along for that, and the Wandering Circus happens straight afterwards, so that's going to be a good start to it. If you could make it up for that, then that'd be great. But then, of course, we've got Friday, Saturday and Sunday with the majority of the events there. So if you're coming from Melbourne, maybe, you know, Friday night, come up for the bush dance. Saturday morning, Saturday from midday, we've got the Carnival Day. And then there's, other events throughout the Friday and through the Sunday as well, if, you know, if people can make it for those as well. Yeah, so heaps to do.
It's party time. It's a chance to embrace your regional sisters and brothers and community members and those who are still finding themselves our transgender and diverse people, our bisexual people, our lesbians and our gay people and our queer identifying people. We in the regions travel down to Melbourne on a regular basis to attend functions midsummer and other activities down there. And I know a lot of Melbourne people come up to go to Daylesford for a fabulous carnival. Come on up and enjoy Ballarat. We've got a lot of activities ready for you. It's a long weekend up here. It's show weekend. Friday is a public holiday for the Ballarat area. Come and enjoy a great weekend. We've got activities for all tastes.
That was Benjamin Ash, Fleur Campbell and Max Walters. If you'd like to attend the Frolic Festival, it starts next Thursday, the 7th of November in Ballarat, and then goes through the 13th. And, of course, you can find out all about the festival on their website, frolicfestival.org. This is The Informer.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy.
Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.